But I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, I don't want to know.
Slay today.
Slaying all day.
Well, we are joining you again. We had to take a break last week for both of our mental health. It was a little surprise moment, but we are back. You are listening to ADP with DJ Emmeline.
DJ Theo.
At WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And yeah, you just listened to Don't Speak by No Doubt and Circle the Drain by Soccer Mommy. Great songs.
Bops.
We have more great songs coming up.
We have a lot of throwbacks today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling nostalgic and also feeling ready to end the semester.
Yeah. We're almost done. We have our last week of classes. We have, like, what, three more days? Thursday, Friday. I don't even have Friday class. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And then we have class Monday. I did some silly stuff, though. For some reason, I just wasn't registering that we had one class next week. So I just booked a bunch of stuff on top of it. I was like, oh, this student wants to meet. Sure. Oh, you want to meet here? Oh, I'm going to put all my meetings with my classes. Yeah. So I think I need to just like email a professor and be like, I have an interview.
Yeah,
I can't go, even though it's not really an interview. It's just like every single obligation that I have. Yeah. I double booked myself because I got confused.
I know. I also didn't realize we had Monday class until like 2 days ago. I was like, yes, like almost done. Like just need to make it to Thursday and I'm done. And then somebody was like, what do you mean? We have class Monday. And I was like, oh, come on. Are you kidding? Like, come on.
And it's like, I've been good all semester. I was like, come on.
I've been a good boy.
Last day, please, please. So I had to email her and be like, I'm so sorry. Because either that or I email the student that like I had to like set this whole thing up. And it was this whole exchange back and forth. And then he picked a time. And then as soon as he picked one, I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I did something silly. But I think I'm going to try to get off the hook. Okay, so for the 10 people listening,
22. I literally just refreshed it as you said that.
Oh, awesome.
22 whole listeners.
None of you heard a thing. DJ Emmeline is going to class and she is being a good girl.
Yeah, hopefully her professor doesn't listen to this.
Sorry. Anyways, we have some music for you. Yeah, what's next?
We have Vienna by Billy Joel, another throwback.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be crying in Studio A.
All right. Let's get to crying then.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Thank you. speaker, screaming your name in the bleachers, and it sounds something like, hey, like, hey.
I'm wheeling over. I have something to tell y'all about some numbers to think about. This one's a new PSA.
Oh.
Here we go. Oh my gosh. The paper has some googly eyes on it too. It's pretty nifty.
Mm.
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. A single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Oh, a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy a 1,000 watt appliance uses in 1 hour. All statistics sourced from digieconomics.net.
Wow.
From WMFO in Medford. This whole, okay, it's formatted really weird. Part of that was me, my bad reading, but like, for some reason, it's all out of order. But apparently, Bitcoins are bad.
Yeah, I've heard it's like really bad for the environment, and they're trying to come up with like more sustainable ones. I think that's, I forget how you say it, the Ethereum. I think that one's supposed to be better for the environment.
I think some of the Ethereum is, but there are different blockchains.
There are different ones. Yeah,
but I don't know. I know our old roommate Izzy is working as a graphic designer for an NFT company, but they're like supposed to be sustainable NFTs on some kind of eco blockchain. I don't even know what that means.
I still don't understand NFTs, but I don't need to. It's not my thing, and that's fine. I won't buy one. I won't sell one. I'll pretend. I don't, like, they're not relevant to my life, so I don't need to understand.
I literally blew my savings on an NFT the other day.
Yeah, I bet you did. You would.
Please don't screenshot. Please don't. I swear. Okay, anyways, that's over. I'm not reading that one again. It's all wrong. Somebody get a graphic designer in here. Put the text in order.
Well, I had something I wanted to bring up. I did not consult Emmeline before this, other than the subject, which Emmeline knows nothing about, which is Getter. Or I was told by someone that's actually pronounced Getir because it's Turkish, but oh. I think I say Getter. Have you seen those guys riding on bikes with the purple Getter, like, things attached to it?
Oh, I've seen some bikes with purple, but I thought they were all, like, Uber Eats or something.
Yeah, so they're like, it's this new company. Well, it's not new, but it's new to this area,
mm-hmm.
where they, like, put warehouses near, like, I guess, like, near college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just full of stuff, and, like, you order on an app, and this person on a bike comes and delivers it to your doorstep, and it takes literally minutes. Like, I'll order stuff, and it'll come, like, 5 minutes later. It's crazy. It's crazy. But they keep having these deals where, like, when you signed up, they did this thing that was, like, order $30 worth of groceries, get $30 off. So you have to spend, like, $31 and get $30 off. So obviously I did that, and I did it to my house from my phone. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can use other people's phone numbers for this. So then I used my mom's phone number, and then I used my brother's phone number. So I got $90 worth of groceries for, like, $5. But they keep pumping the deals out, and now they have a $20 off, 20 off 20 deal that I used the other day, and I got more stuff. And then today they did another 20 off 20, so I got more stuff. And it's just, like, this, like, pyramid scheme or something where I keep ordering things and getting them for, like, basically for free. They have all sorts of stuff. Like, I bought, like, 5 bags of chips, like, all this different candy. And I'm like, so my house is, like, I'm hosting a little party before Spring Fling, which is a Tufts, like, concert festival thing that we're having on Saturday. And I'm literally stalking the party with things from Getter. Like, I got, like, all this orange juice and peach, like, iced tea and snacks, and I'm, like, literally stalking the, like, red Solo cups, like, literally everything I'm buying on Getir, whatever.
And it's just basically free?
Yes.
It's, we've, like, solved literally capitalism.
Free. It's literally free. And because I used, like, my own, like, referral code to refer my mom and brother, so then I got more money for referring them. I, like, just keep racking up all this money. And I don't know, they're going to go under, I feel like, because, like, some of our other friends, like, know about this, too. Mm-hmm. And they're also scamming the system. So I'm like, how are they going to, like, keep this business going? I swear, not the last time one of the people came, but, like, the time before, the guy handed me the stuff and he was like, oh, this house again. Like, I just can't stop. You hand me a coupon for free stuff, I'm going to get free stuff. Like, what can I say? But now I have to go home and do the 20 off 20 with my mom's info and then my brother's info. It's like a chore to get all this free stuff. But if you want, I'll refer you and you can get some free stuff.
I would love some free stuff. Oh my gosh.
It's amazing. It's like, and I guess it's like kind of like an eco-friendly thing because they all ride bikes.
Yeah.
So kind of cool. The company will go bankrupt solely from me. I bought some apples.
You heard it here, folks. Exploit them now.
I am destroying this local business.
Do it too. Destroy them while you have a chance.
Yeah. I don't know how they're financing this because they just keep pumping these deals out. And they have like all sorts of ones where it's like, buy like $20 worth of grocery, get like a free alternative milk. It's like all this like weird, like buy this much and you get some grapes. It's just like all these deals they keep putting out.
They probably source it all. The only thing I can think of is that they source it all from the CVS dumpster.
I know, right? Just dumpster diving and reselling. It's like good quality stuff. I don't know. It's super sus though. I feel like I'm selling my soul away or something. Like, I don't understand.
It's actually just a scheme to get your data and everyone else's.
Oh, if my aunt is listening, can I use your phone number to get more free food? Just putting that out there.
Waiting for her answer right now.
She might be listening. And Grandma, if you're listening, I want some more free food. So if I can send a little code to your little flip phone, that would be great.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I'll give you the code and get some free stuff, and then I get more money, too.
Nice. Well, you have me on board. Refer me.
Yeah, if anyone wants my getter code, call in. Amazing. Let's see how many people are listening. How many people are... Am I? Oh, 25.
Oh.
The getter people are listening.
They're like, stop. They know. Please.
They know. Well.
Oh, man. That's ridiculous. I think we need to play some more music so I can get your... Get your code.
Oh, yeah.
Order some chips to my apartment.
Let's do it. Thanks for listening to that.
That was awesome.
this.
Tell me I'm right when I'm not, if it ain't
alright, then it's wrong. If it's just one night in the dark, feels like a big knife in my heart. Yeah, yeah.
I get a little bit sad every time that you don't laugh at a joke that I just made. It was pretty funny though, let me explain. I was walking down the street the other day and I wondered why. I get nervous every time somebody looks into my eyes. So I sat down on the sidewalk and I started to cry. That's when it hit me. It really hit me.
I'm too sensitive. I let every word they say tear me apart. Way too sensitive.
Too sensitive.
There's a million ways you can break my heart.
Try it.
I'm too sensitive. I let every word they say tear me apart. Way too sensitive. About a million ways you could break my heart. I'm too sensitive. I let every word they say tear me apart. Way too sensitive. About a million ways you could
replace your clocks. Old stubborn hands, we are the answer to why they never had a chance. It was not so long ago that the world was mostly slow. The age of iron, steam and speed turned a stroke to a stampede. But we've come to increase time in between ticks. And there's romance in the slow dances, cause they're fertile and hush, futile and haste. These are your nerves, this is how they taste.
Well, I can't count how many times I've been outdone by nihilism. Join the mods that splits an open heart into a schism. I cower at the thought of other people's expectations, and yet still hand over mine to them.
Travel where you are, tourism is sin. These are the ruins we left behind. You can't take pictures of them. If what they say is true, then you become what you chew. If it decays, spit it out. Affectation is a drought that you wait through when you hate everything that you do. You wanna live outside the group, then fine, but it's there like a flower blooming in your ears. Open up your mouth, pollinate your peers.
Nothing reminds the mind of power like the cheap odor of plastic. Leaking fumes, we crave, consume the rut. It feels fantastic, like power turns to mold. Like a junkie going cold, I need the fix of a little tenderness.
Alrighty, we have one more song left to play you. I don't know what it is.
It is Back to the Future by Bastille, which is a song Mac showed me.
Ooh, have fun. Alrighty, I will read the list of songs that we played. It's a long one because we have not been keeping up with our duties appropriately. Oh man, I accidentally added a song instead of reading them out. Do you want to start the list?
Yeah, should I go from... Wow. I guess Strawberry Fields Forever.
Oh, wow. Okay. We'll read a couple ones. So we just played Tenderness as well as Allen Street by Pretty Sick, as well as Too Sensitive by Sean Kennedy, and of course Disturbia by Rihanna.
Before those, we played Don't Wanna Fight by the Alabama Shakes, Down the Line by Remy Wolf, and UFOF by Big Thief, and Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles.
Dang, we have a limited number of shows left that we need to remember to tell you what you're listening to. But you're welcome to check it out. We log it all on WMFO.org. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. This is ADP. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll be here next week, but the week after that,
hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to be here.
Yeah.
And as well as take over some other shows as people can't come throughout the week. But thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Have a good end of the school, good reading period, because we won't see you until finals.
Oh, how fun.
Oh.
How fun.
So have a good time. Have a fun time doing your work. Yeah. So I guess we'll play the last song.
Bye, friends.
Feels like we danced into a nightmare. We're living 1984. If doublethink's no longer fiction, we'll dream of Huxley's island shores. Waking life, it lets us down. So close your eyes and melt away. In the middle of the night, I can dream away. Change what I like and go back to the future again. In the middle of the night, gonna scream your name. Bring you to life and go back to the future again. In the middle of the night. Oh, oh. Now that reality's distorted, can we just blade run, run away? Back into some imagined future. Let's tap our heels three times and pray. Waking life, it lets us down. So close your eyes and melt away. In the middle of the night, I can dream away. Change what I like and go back to the future again. In the middle of the night, gonna scream your name. Bring you to life and go back to the future again. In the middle of the night. Oh, oh. In the middle of the night. Oh, oh. Hey. Take me back to the future. Take me back to the future. Take me back to the future.
Let's go back to the future.
In the middle of the night, gonna dream away.